Hey everyone, and welcome back to Writer Groupie. This is episode 9, and today we're diving into a hot topic that every writer seems to have an opinion on, AI. Is it a friend, a foe, or just another tool in our writer's toolbox? Well, let's start with the positives, because let's face it, AI can be pretty amazing for writers. First, it's the ultimate brainstorming buddy. Stuck on a plot twist? Need 10 fantasy creature ideas at midnight? Well, AI doesn't sleep. And sometimes it sparks exactly the idea you need. Second, it's a productivity booster. Outlining, tidying up a messy draft, summarizing long sections. AI is like having a super fast intern. Third, marketing. We all know it's the not so fun part of being an author, right? Well, AI can help generate blurbs, ad copy, and even variations for social media posts. That's a lifesaver for indie authors who are wearing 10 hats at once. Fourth, accessibility and affordability. Not everyone has the budget for professional editing or marketing services. And while AI isn't a full replacement, it can give you a helping hand at a fraction of the cost. And finally, some authors are using AI for reader engagement. Things like quizzes, bonus lore, or even AI-generated art to give fans something extra and fun. But of course, it's not all sunshine and sparkles. Let's talk about the drawbacks. One of the big ones is originality. If you lean too hard on AI, your work risks sounding flat, or even worse, just like everyone else's. And let's face it, the point of being an author is sharing your unique voice. Then there are the ethical concerns. Many AI models are trained on huge amounts of text scraped from the internet, possibly even your own books, without permission or compensation. That's a sticky issue for a lot of authors. Another worry is market saturation. With AI, people can crank out books incredibly fast. That means platforms like Kindle Unlimited could get flooded with lower quality content, making it harder for genuine, heartfelt stories to rise above the noise. There's also the risk of losing the craft. Writing is a skill you develop over time, and if you let AI do too much, you might miss out on the joy and the growth that comes from doing the hard work yourself. And finally, reader trust. Some readers want to know that their book came from a human heart. If AI-written books aren't clearly labeled, well, it could damage the sacred bond between writer and reader. So where does that leave us? I like to think of AI as just that, a tool. A hammer can build a house, but, well, you know, we can't design one. A pen can write a masterpiece, but only if there's a human hand guiding it. AI can save us time, boost our productivity, and help with the heavy lifting of marketing. But at the end of the day, the stories that stick with us are the ones born from real experiences, emotions, and imaginations. That's something AI simply can't replicate. So maybe the question isn't AI friend or foe, but rather, how do we make sure AI stays our ally and not our replacement? Thanks for tuning in to episode 9 of Writer Groupie. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you use AI in your writing process? Does it excite you, scare you, or maybe a little of both? Drop me a message on social media and reply to my newsletter. We can keep this conversation going that way. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share it with a fellow writer, and maybe leave a review somewhere. Until next time, keep writing, keep imagining, and keep telling the stories only you can tell.